Nolte, Elizabeth Warren claims questioning her native heritage is birtherism. By John Nolte on January 4, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren's, DMA. Presidential Exploratory Committee website compares those who question her native heritage to the Obama birthers. On the site's Fact Squad vertical, we are told, emphasis added. During Elizabeth Warren's first Senate campaign in 2012, the right-wing machine invented a 100% false story that Elizabeth lied about her heritage and used it to advance her career. They have called Elizabeth Pocahontas and used racist depictions of Native American history, culture, and people to make Elizabeth the butt of a joke. These actions not only dishonor Native people and their many contributions to this country, but perpetuate harmful stereotypes that Native communities continue to fight against. Show us your papers. Release your birth certificate. It's all part of the right's disgusting effort to use race baiting and fear mongering to distract our country and divide our people while they rig the system for the rich and powerful. Obviously, the release your birth certificate line refers to the false charge that dogged former President Obama about his not being born in the United States. It should be noted, though, that this birther conspiracy was initiated by Hillary Clinton in 2008. Even the far-left Washington Post has been forced to admit this. Regardless, there is a mammoth difference between those who believe the Obama birther conspiracy and those who ridicule and criticize Warren's claim to Native ancestry. One is wrong, the other is right. Warren spent decades posing as a racial minority, as an American Indian, and anyone who doubts this helped to advance her Ivy League academic career should get in line to buy a bridge. Moreover, Warren continued to push this audacious lie even after DNA results released in October proved beyond any doubt that she has no more claim to Native ancestry than the average white American. In fact, she might even have less of a claim. Worse still, her DNA was not even compared to the genome of the American Indian but to samples from Peru, Colombia, and Mexico, which means she might be 1/64th to 1/2024 Peruvian, Mexican, or Colombian, which again makes her no different than the average white American. While running for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, Warren could get away with this lie. After all, this is the same bluer-than-blue state that hung on to Ted Kennedy for decades, even after he left an innocent woman to drown. Warren also has the state's biggest newspaper, the far-left Boston Globe, eager and ready cover-up for her. And because she continues to lie about this, to play the victim, it will never go away, which makes her look like a ridiculous fraud all on her own. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.